T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, where we find the big boy himself, Mr. Mark Cabali of The Athletic. Mark, how are you today?
Good. Good, Joe. For a second there, I thought that was you singing the music coming back.
Not this time. No.
Very similar voices.
Brought to you by, did you hear me call Bob the other day on his show?
You know what? I did. I don't know where I was, but I heard
hey,
whatever.
Hey, Bob. Does Jens think Tino Sinceri? Do we have that? Can you find that to treat Mark Cabali to?
That'll be my mission.
City Limits, yeah, it happened Saturday at about 12:05. I think Sean has that. Sean clipped that off yesterday, I believe.
You set him up against this. Well, probably wait a couple weeks, and you know darn well Saturday you're going to do it again, Joe.
This one was Alvin from Aliquippa, which I thought he might catch on to, but he didn't. Sullivan Super Service presents the Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, big boy, what's next on the agenda here? This has been very dramatic, but there's still a lot of holes on this roster. Is anything going to happen before the draft as far as a free agent to man one of these positions or trade?
Yeah, I mean, I'm quite sure there's some. They're just filling out the roster right now. I don't know if we can anticipate anything significant like a receiver or any of that point, but they got the same what they've been doing the past couple of days here, filling in with guys like Cordell Patterson, Lowry, guys like that, Kyle Allen. I can see them going moving forward doing that here, but they might just be waiting until after their draft to really, really figure out what they want to do with wide receiver. And I mean, that seems like the biggest one in my eyes right now that they have to address, because I mean, they've added a lot of pieces at wide receiver, but nobody you're going to really feel comfortable with, that the opposing team's not going to just double-team George Pickens and take him out of the game, and there goes your entire passing game. So I don't think they have that guy on the roster yet as the number two to be able to take some pressure off of George Pickens.
Well, I think one of the things that Joe actually talked about a little bit ago is that the Steelers are getting rave reviews for what they've done in this offseason for all of these quote-unquote home run hires or home run signings, but there's no guarantee it's all going to work, is there?
Absolutely not. I mean, they put themselves in position. There's some smart moves. You see where they're moving at. I mean, just recently with the Cordell Patterson, I do believe that was pretty much done deal on Monday afternoon, night time before, you know, because they knew that the rule was going to get changed there. But I mean, he is what he is. I mean, he adds a piece. That's almost a luxury piece in my mind. I mean, you got everything else filled out. Now let's go to the kick returner, guys, because you never know when you need a, you know, a couple extra yards here and there. I'm sure he throws at the third spot at the, wide receiver spot at times, maybe not traditional wide receiver, good running back, number three running back, but there's no guarantees with anything other than maybe Patrick Queen. I think Patrick Queen's probably as good, most closely a guarantee that you're going to get that he's going to go out there and play some good ball. But all the other ones, let's see what happens. I mean, we thought Kenny Pickett was a star, and rightfully so, all the way through September or through August last year, and he ended up fooling a lot of us. So, yeah, anything can happen.
You sound mildly depressed. Everything all right?
Well, I've been up since, I think I got up at, 3 a.m. and, trying to take the car back and have a 7:30 flight and get back.
What are you talking about? Where are you going? Well, where have you been?
I was in Orlando up until about 4 hours ago.
What was up with Tomlin? He was sweating like Wilt Chamberlain the other morning. Why were there lights focused right on his head? He was dripping sweat during that interview.
He just showed up and he was sweating like that. I didn't quite ask him, hey, Mike, why are you sweating so much?
But was he coming from a workout?
I think he might have just got out of the shower, a nice hot shower, throw on, a coat and sport coat, and rushed down because he was already 20 minutes late to the event, and he might have been just overheating a little bit at that point. So I'm just totally guessing on this. Like I said, when I have a conversation with him, I didn't say, hey, Mike, boy, you look like Wilt Chamberlain.
When do kids start lying? Either one of you have help with me. I'm trying to figure out whether, I remember when I started lying to my parents.
And
the form of the lies was me giving unnecessary good details about what was happening. My daughter is already out with friends today because they got out early from school. And she said, we just had such good pizza. That's not a normal text for her to text us with. Which leads me to believe that something else is happening now. When do they start lying, Paul?
Well, when they're about 5 or 6 and they realize, they can get out of trouble by just telling a little white lie, then it becomes a bigger lie,
Did you ever trace where your daughter was in certain places, or did you have complete trust of her?
You have to.
Did you? What did you do, follow her
I mean, I didn't follow her, but the thing about it is, the thing about it is, what's your daughter now, 12, 13?
15. Yeah.
So I've got 37 years of experience on her. So basically, whenever she starts to try, plus every damn thing that kids do that get into trouble, I did it all, and then some.
Right, that's what worries me.
So
that she's going to meet somebody like me.
It's not my point. My point is, all you do is you ask a lot of questions. You're a journalist, and sooner or later, the story starts to crumble and doesn't add up.
I got a good idea, Joe. Next time you see her, just ask her some free association.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I think that's a great idea, actually. A game of free association. Where were you? Who was there? And just sneak in a quick one like, boy's there? And she says yes and then tries to backtrack.
Just so you know what, tracking. I hope you're tracking her phone, right?
Well, that's another question. You have kids now. Paul had kids. My buddy in Buffalo is just showing me this. Is that okay? Am I breaking any code there? Should she know that I'm tracking? I'm not right now. Or maybe I am, but I don't know if my phone tracks her. Should I?
Who cares what she thinks?
Should I track her on the phone?
You're Papa Joe. You're Papa Joe. You earned that right.
Describe tracking her.
You have the little app that shows where she is all times.
I think most parents do that.
It feels like, an infringement of privacy.
Life 360.
I mean, a lot of families have that whole thing where everyone shares.
Should I do that? Did you do that?
What?
Track your daughter and sons?
Yeah, but you can locate their iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I had that on their app, or I had that app on so that I knew where they were at. But here's the thing.
Did they know you had that?
Yes, but here's the thing. I didn't abuse it, so to speak.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was obsessed with it every day, but every so often when the stories were crumbling a little bit and they were, you know, starting to BS me a little bit, I might take a look at it to say, okay, well, you're telling me you're at this guy's house.
But this shows you're at Eaton Park, 40 miles away.
But you're in Mount Washington right now.
Yeah.
So is Mount Washington now all of a sudden a part of North Allegheny School District?
Right. Mark, are you going to do this when your kids are of age?
Well, you know, my kid's 9 now. She's just using sort of a text messenger called this Messenger. But the thing is I can see everything she texts to somebody. It pops up on my phone, too, after about 10 different text messages of some kind of memes. And, hey, we're going to have a lemonade stand. I pretty much tried to mute that. So it might be a little bit too early for me.
Yeah, you're going to run into problems because this story's already crumbling. The unnecessary text, we just had such good pizza.
Was it intended to you?
Yes, it was for me and my wife. It's an unnecessarily detailed, whatever. Who cares if you had good pizza? Susie, my wife, asked a very good question. Where? And my daughter's best answer was, I don't know, somewhere in Dormont. That ain't a good answer. This is beginning to crumble.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
This is starting to crumble.
Listen.
She's at a boy's house.
Paul, take over the rest of the show. Joe's leaving.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? And this is the truth. The more words they use,
yeah,
and the more they try and give descriptions,
right,
and the more they try and be,
that's
the more that they're full of BS.
No, when the keg was tapped was when I would call home.
Yes.
Hey, we're having a great time at Dan's house tonight. Normally, I would never do that.
Right.
And they couldn't read it. If they did, they didn't stop
but
me.
Think about it like this. At that age, I know this might hurt your feelings, but they have no interest in really talking to us and dealing with us. So generally, the text you're going to get is, you know, hey, I'm doing well, or I'm alive, or I'm checking in.
Yeah.
When they ain't up to something, when they're up to no good, you get, well, we're eating pizza, and we're here,
exactly,
and we're doing this, and we're going. That's what you get.
Limits? You're of that age practically. What are you, 23?
Yes. I was in that boat not that long ago. I kind of thought about some of the things that Paul was referencing. Don't put too many details, because sometimes when you put too many details, you could tell that somebody's lying and they're trying to make things up.
And if it's nice, happy details that harken back to their childhoods, that you know they're trying to make you happy. Like, oh, look, I'm telling you, I just had nice. She's never, ever told me she's out for pizza and it's good.
That's the point.
Right.
Yeah, why do you have to mention that it's good?
Why mention that it's good? Exactly.
Joe, you might have to pick and choose here. If she's really out there just hanging out with her buddies, maybe that's not a big idea. Now, maybe if she's lying, then like, Joe, Dad, I don't need to be bailed out of jail. Maybe that's when you should start worrying about
that. That was a bad call to John Starkey. It went like this. Dad? Yeah, Giuseppe. You called me Giuseppe. Can you come pick me up? Where are you at? Jail? That was a bad night.
Yeah, that's probably you should worry about that one.
Yeah.
Well, but again,
and all I did was break streetlights with snowballs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I remember I got called one time because one of my two was acting the fool at a Sheetz.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, luckily in my community, where I lived, a lot of the police officers knew who I was, or, you know what I mean, whatever. So I get a phone call. I go up to the Sheetz, right? And, you know, I'm talking to him. And it was about the third sentence out of his mouth, I knew he was lying. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was lying. He wasn't stealing anything, but I guess they were acting the fool and, you know, did something or whatever. And he was like, "Oh, they're coming after me for some reason. I don't know, Dad." Okay. The Sheetz, the guy that runs the Sheetz called the cops just for the hell of it. You know. And then it turns out they were like, I don't know, I forget what they were doing, but they were like basically like throwing, like playing football almost with like the cupcakes and stuff, you know what I mean? Just jagging around like kids
right.
do.
Yeah, yeah. But part of me just wants to leave it all like my dad did, like Chuck Tanner did. Dave Parker once told me that Chuck Tanner managed the 79 Pirates with one hand over one eye
yes.
and one hand, the other hand over one of his ears. He didn't want to know. He wanted to know about half of what was going on, if that much. I don't want to know anything.
I remember. I'm what I'm saying is you have to, as a parent, develop a little bit of what I don't know doesn't hurt me.
Yes. Yes.
And hopefully they're making good choices. And, you know, you don't want to be the helicopter parent that's chasing every single thing that happens.
No. And see, I'm torn. I'm going to go one way or the other here. Boom or bust.
But,
I'm going to be following her in my car wherever she goes.
No,
or I'm never going to think about it and play golf till I die.
Well, no, you can't go boom or bust. You try, like I said, I had the apps on my phone, so I could find out where they were at all times if I needed to, but I never abused it. It wasn't like I just, you know, did that to,
right.
to you know, get on them or give them a hard time. I never abused it, but I always had it in my back pocket. That was number one. Number two, you know the rules. There are rules. And if you break them, and I catch you breaking them, there will be consequences. So think long and hard before you want to go into the Sheetz and play football with the cupcakes or whatever the hell you're doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the whole point about it, and here's the other thing, a lesson I learned that night, is if there's a parent that's responsible and whatever, the cops, the store manager, they were willing to just say, all right, just get him out. Just take him home.
Yeah.
Because they knew when he got home, there was a good chance I was going to wear his ass out. You know what I mean?
And then there was a night I got put in handcuffs because I tipped over a porta potty with someone in it. I was at a party at Cortland State.
You were in college.
Yeah. And then I peed on a tree, and then they arrested me.
For peeing on a tree?
Yeah. Outdoors at Cortland State.
Little Giuseppe.
What?
Mark, can we get back to the Steelers?
Wait. Was it because you pushed over the porta potty?
No, that was an unnecessary
detail.
Tree? Yeah. That's how that was in the middle of the night. It was because I was peeing on a tree. Outdoor. I've told you this story. Or maybe it was Ron. My parents were in town that weekend because my sister, Bridget, went to Cortland as well. So they're in town for her to get some kind of award, and I get arrested for peeing on a tree. So that Monday, I went in to see the judge. He had to get up in front of everybody, and he said, Joseph Starkey, and he read my address in Buffalo. It was Main Street. He said, would you like it if somebody urinated on the property at 4430 Main Street or whatever it was? I said, no, Your Honor, I wouldn't. We went through the whole routine, and then I got out of it. Nothing on my record.
That shouldn't have been the question. The question should have been, was there a female or somebody that saw you and was offended by that? Because if they're not, you peeing on a tree, you're actually helping the tree. You're
I know.
Watering the tree.
We're animals just like dogs, aren't we, humans? We can pee on trees. Limits, can't we? Why is that against the law?
Well, as long as it's not in public for everyone to see.
Right, as long as it's not in public.
Listen, if peeing on a tree was cause for getting arrested, you realize every golf course in America would have 50 guys arrested every day.
How about the beach?
You know what I mean?
Crowley, I won't even tell you what Crowley did in the ocean.
Yeah. I don't even want to hear
it's
it.
Horrifying. He should have been arrested for that.
I don't know anything about it from that guy.
He pooed in the ocean, I'll just tell you.
I mean, come on.
Did you know that, Mark?
Do we really need to get into that?
Well, no.
Hey, speaking of Steelers, a couple Steelers did some urinating on the North Shore at one point, remember? About 10,
yeah,
15
Matt
years
Spaeth.
Ago.
Matt Spaeth was one of them.
I didn't bring that up. I think Matt Spaeth is a hell of a human being.
That was his biggest play of his Steelers career. What else? I don't know. We talk so much Steelers. This was more interesting to me today. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Joe, you are absolutely gone. I mean, this is going to be eating away at you for until you see your daughter. Well, I mean, you're done.
I can't tell when anybody's being nice or if they're putting me on. The kid, she went out. It wasn't a date. They're just talking about a month ago. He came into the house, and I thought, two things. One, nice kid. Two, is he overcompensating now? I can't tell anything.
Listen, this is the worst. This is the toughest. Mark, you just have a son, right? You don't have a daughter.
I got a 9-year-old daughter and a soon-to-be 7-year-old boy.
Okay, so you do have a daughter. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
When they get to about 12 or 13, and they start to discover, like, that they can get the attention of boys, that's when everything changes.
Yeah.
When they get to be 15, 16, where they're driving, which means they're going out on dates, that's when everything really changes. But
this is horrifying.
You can't be the overbearing, overbearing father that is out of control, that's a helicopter dad. You just have to make sure that you monitor what's going on.
Paul seems like he's very confident in the way he dealt with it. Something tells me, Paul, when your daughter brought home some guy, that you probably gave him the once over.
Oh, absolutely.
He probably brought out his arsenal of guns to show the guy.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that you don't give him the once over. I didn't say you make a very clear, listen, if you screw up, dude, it could be the end of you. You got to do that. But my point is,
Did you bring him into your gun closet to take a look?
I've known dads and people who've like followed their kids on dates and you can't do that. That's just you're basically you're ruining your relationship really with your kid.
Well, Ron,
here's the thing. You have to have a certain level of trust that they're going to do the right things.
We're talking about Joe now.
I get that, but here's the thing. If you've instilled in her the right things, they're not always going to make the right decisions.
I know.
We all screwed up. But
I know.
You instilled the right values.
I don't know
if I did instill
the right things. That's the problem.
Well, that's
what if I instilled the wrong things?
Then you probably should follow her.
Then
you probably should be that dad that pops up on her dates and, you know, say, hey, I'm at the pizza joint. Hey, amazing that I'm here too. You're here. It's crazy. Or I had a dad. Listen, I had a buddy of mine who was a dad who popped up in the movie theater.
Oh, God.
And then sat behind his daughter and her date or whatever. And they didn't really know he was behind them. Right. Until I guess like the boy like put his arm around the dad grabbed the arm and no, you're not going to do that. And she flipped out and ran out of the new movie theater. And he asked me, well, you know, what am I supposed to do? Oh, I don't know. Maybe not follow her to the movie theater and go into the movie theater.
That'd be an idea. Yeah.
You got to have a certain level of trust is all I'm telling you.
I know. I'm going the other way to where my dad was. You wouldn't even know he still existed when I was 18. I never saw him. I might just disappear.
You know the great part of this whole story is she's probably just eating really good pizza. That's it.
She might be.
Wrong.
She might be.
Wrong.
She was supposed to have 4 kids. Here's the other thing that happens these days. I bet City Limits can relate to this. She was supposed to have 4 kids over on a Friday night, like a couple months ago. We were home. The parents were home. And for some reason, because of some app or something, I guess location, every single kid from the high school started walking into my house on a Friday night. Like by 4, it was like Noah's Ark, you know, groups of 2, groups of 4, all boarding into my house. I'm like, what? Who are you? She didn't know the people that were coming to my house. Does that happen? Is there a name for that kind of thing?
Yeah, that ain't good.
Yeah.
Killers. I asked him a question about the whether or not they were overrated.
I'm asking him about their next move is.
No. The next thing I know, you ask something about your daughter and pizza and whether or not she's lying, and we go way off the rails to have a discussion about, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the Pirates then. They're actually a little bit more pertinent right now because they open their season
You dog, you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.